Welcome to Flights of Fantasy, your romantasy podcast book club. I'm Anna, joined by my book besties, Kim and Christina. And together we're diving into the characters, theories, lore, and magic behind all your favorite fantasy romance books. Hello, listeners. And welcome back. We are here with a KU Rex episode. We're so excited. These are always some of our favorites to do.
Oh my God. So much fun.
Every single time.
So if this is your first book rec KU Rex episode with us, just know a few things going in that there will be zero spoilers for these. These are us recommending books to you that we have read recently. And all of them, I think, can be found on Kindle Unlimited if you have that.
Yep.
Otherwise, library.
Yes.
Feel free to buy it. Support your local bookstore.
Libby. Exactly.
Yes.
But there will be no spoilers. We're just going to give you a little rundown of what we loved about it, the plot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just always our favorite because we get to hear what each other are reading and then get new books to add to our never-ending TBR.
Exactly.
Yes. This is always a fun surprise for us because we don't know what the others are bringing.
Yeah.
So this is always a fun little reveal to each other as well. So yay.
It is. Is this how we got Carissa? It's because of Kim.
It surely is.
Oh.
I started my campaign in a KU Rex episode.
And listen, it was a campaign that was not in vain.
Oh, wow. Yes.
All these years later, we are still reading that series and loving it.
It's true. I would also argue that I started campaigning sports romance in KU Rex to the both of you.
Well, I'm bringing one to the table today.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yes. And see, my campaign still reigns. It's still here today.
You absolutely did. And we were making so much fun of Christina at first because she was like, so they were in a plane crash, but it's fine. And we were like, sorry, what now? And you're like, no, but it's sports. It's fun.
Oh, God. But the sports aren't important. It's fine.
I swear our KU Rex episodes have some of the best moments, like with Kim reading The Rocks, the moment with The Rocks. What book was that?
Well, I'll tell you. It was like One True Love or something like that. I can't even remember.
They were shipwrecked. And I was like, are they not getting scurvy? Where's the fruit?
Oh, the oranges.
No, it was just the one man. He died, was gone for years. She fell in love with somebody else and he had survived on this island. And I mean like a rock in the ocean for 2 years.
Oh my gosh. That's right. I forgot.
And I was like, I don't think so. And then he comes back and she has to choose and I hated every second of it.
Oh God, so good. We will link below the link to our Spotify playlist with all of our book rec episodes together so you can go back and enjoy all these silly KU moments real time. If you have not been along on this journey, wow, what a fun one to catch up on. So that'll be in the show notes as well.
Yes.
And also we will list all of these books in the order that we talk about them in our show notes. So don't stress trying to write anything down or remember a title or an author. We will have them all in the show notes for you so you can just listen away.
And enjoy.
We got you.
Yeah.
Before we dive in, Christina has a few announcements.
I surely do. So a friendly reminder about our Romantasy Book Bestie Summer going on over on Patreon right now. Our tier 2 patrons voted and decided that we would be covering Metal Slinger and Light Wielder by Rachel Schneider this summer on Patreon. And we are having such a blast doing just that. Both books will have read-along episodes by either Anna or Kim, and then both will have full book bestie video episodes with the three of us covering the entirety of the book, one of those for Metal Slinger and for Light Wielder. And friends, if you have read these books, you know that we have thoughts. We have plenty of them. This has truly been so much fun breaking all of this down, discussing all of this with you guys over there. What a summer treat. That will be going on through July. And as your resident PhDs in all things SJM in our Patreon exclusive Mass Masterclass series, we are breaking down and discussing the overlapping worlds of the Massverse, as well as the witch's role across the Massverse. So you can find that and so much more going on over at patreon.com/flightsoffantasypodcast. We would love to welcome you into our Patreon family. And then last but not least, friends, let's talk live events. We are so excited to announce that we will be partnering with Love and Legends Bookstore for their ACOTAR 6 Midnight Release Party in Brooklyn, New York on October 26th. It is going to be such an incredible night, guys. The venue is absolutely gorgeous. There's going to be an open bar and tattoos and and tarot card reader and just lots of ACOTAR themed surprises, some very fun theory-based activities hosted by us, yours truly. And we are just so excited to be part of this event and to partner with Love and Legends and Trivia by Trisha for this ultimate magical midnight release party celebrating all things ACOTAR. We just cannot wait to celebrate with all of you in person. So you can find the link for tickets in our show notes as well as on our website. Okay.
All right, guys, let's go. And remember, no spoilers from here on out.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go. Okay.
Christina, take it away.
Woo! Everyone, board that magic school bus. We're going to Scotland. Let's go.
No way!
I love it. Guys, the World Cup won't be over when this comes out, but I am living for all the Scottish people in Boston.
Oh,
living for it.
They're having a great time.
Yes.
And we're about to have a great time because, friends, I couldn't help myself. We're going to talk about a whole series.
Yes!
I'm going to do it succinctly, but we're going to talk about a whole series. And this series is called The Highland Series by Samantha Young. I cannot wait to describe this series to you. Buckle up, my friends. Okay, this centers around the Ardnock Estate, which just so happens to be a beautiful, exclusive, members-only resort estate in the Scottish Highlands where rich and famous people go to escape scandal and for privacy.
Ooh.
Color me intrigued.
Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to run through the very short little taglines of the books in this series. We have all of our bases covered here, but I'm just so excited to give you these little tidbits.
I'm so excited.
Number one, he's a brooding bodyguard. She's a single mom on the run. That's fun.
We love a bodyguard.
Number two, we have he's a disgraced actor. She's the daughter of Hollywood royalty, and they're both hiding in the Scottish Highlands.
Love it.
Sold.
Number three, we have he's a cynical, world-weary Londoner, and she's a... Sorry. And she's a shy Scot.
So shy.
She is. She's a shy Scot.
She's just like, me?
She's just like so shy and in so much sexy danger. It's so hard.
What?
I love it.
Oh, it's so fun. All right. And then we have, he's a down-to-earth Highland farmer, and she's the rebellious daughter of Hollywood royalty.
Oh.
I mean.
They might seem like they come from different worlds, but that won't stop them from engaging in a marriage of convenience.
Oh, sign me up.
Oh, hell yes.
I might work my way backwards. I might start there.
There we go. Anna's going to pull an Anna and start at the end and work her way back to the front.
Guys, this has everything you want in it. There are royalty. There's Hollywood royalty. There is bodyguards. There's so much danger. And it's all these different worlds meshing together in the Highlands. And there's romance and it's steamy.
Wow.
And it's just so fun. It's this perfect little romantic suspense series that's such an escape.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I love the setting. I love how fast-paced each book is. Again, this is romantic suspense, so it is formulaic. But for me, that's what I enjoy about it.
Yes.
Sure.
It's a comfort. I know that, okay, we're getting 75%. Everyone's happy. Like, someone's going to get kidnapped. Uh-oh. What's going to happen?
Of course.
Have to have a kidnapping.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. How's he going to rescue her?
How's he going to rescue her if she's safe? What's that?
Yeah.
So, anyways, yes. So there is also the Adair family series by Samantha Young.
Okay.
This series, the Highland series, is actually a spinoff of the Adair family series. The Adair family owns the estate. I pulled Nana. I read these out of order.
Woo!
I am so proud.
I read the Highland series first, and then I went back and read the Adair family series. I liked them both. I think I liked Highland series a little more, hence why I'm bringing it here today. But they are both great.
Mm-hmm.
They are very similar. If you like Highland series, you will like Adair family series as well.
Mm.
Adair family series centers a lot more on the staff. It's a lot of the head of security at the hotel, or there's a romance between one of the maids. It's like the most fancy hotel you could possibly dream of.
Mm.
Love.
I just loved how she weaved in the Hollywood aspect as well. It's so fun. One of the plots is the daughter of a Hollywood royalty director, like pretty much Martin Scorsese's daughter.
Yeah.
And who she falls in love with is an actor, but she's like, I cannot fall in love with actors because I've dated too many and they're only after a spot in my dad's movie. And he's
got
like,
it.
No, actually, like, I love you. I would never even accept a role in your father's film. I love you for who you are.
Oh, yes.
And it just becomes this wonderful thing, but it's set amongst the Scottish Highlands because he's escaping scandal.
Oh, God.
And it's just, it's so fun. I loved everything about this and I feel like you two would love it.
Oh, I'm sold.
So then they're not all Scottish.
No.
But there's a few that are, like the Scottish farmer.
Yes.
She's a shy Scot.
Exactly. Oh, we've got some shy Scottish lassies.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Okay, Christina, how would you compare this to your beloved Catherine Cowles? Because I did love her. I forgot what it's called, but you know, that series.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Okay.
If you love Catherine Cowles, you will love these. I would say I like that series a little more than this, but this one is just such a fun, different kind of escape because of the Scottish element. I think a lot of romantic suspense, like the one I'm going to talk about later, is in a small town. And so this felt new and different, it being in Scotland. But in general, if you like romantic suspense and if you like Catherine Cowles, you will love this too. So this is a really fun summer escape, go to Scotland time.
I'm sold. Let's go to Scotland, you guys.
Are the books kind of shorter, like 350 to 400 or?
Anna, that's exactly it. They are on the shorter side, which is also perfect.
Love it.
And in this genre, I feel like that really is a sweet spot for me. Around 350. And again, the formulaicness, it's a comfort and you know what you're getting into. With this.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So if that's your jam, you're really going to like this.
Is there spice?
Oh my God.
There are Scottish spice. I mean, I don't know what about it is Scottish specifically, but
Scottish, that's a different flavor.
No one's in kilt.
I almost was like, did you read a Scottish Highlander book? Did one of my campaigns pay off?
Oh my gosh, you're right. I will do that next. Now I'm in a Scottish phase. I have to see it through, you know?
Listen, we have a good one.
We have the book for you, Christina.
Oh my gosh, the one that Kim read. And then she was like, Anna, have you read this? And Anna was like, I've read it three times. I'll read it again with you.
Yeah, she did.
And I did.
And she loved it.
Incredible.
Loved it just as much as the first few times.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now you have to call that out. What's that one called?
It is When a Scot Ties the Knot by Tessa Dare. It is book three in her Castles Ever After series.
Just right there.
It's the best one. I have read book one in that series and I liked it, but book three is by far the best.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, Anna read it four times and loved it. So what more do we need to say?
I love rereading all of my historical romance and Scottish Highlander books. Mm-hmm. I love rereading them. It's like rereading Pride and Prejudice, but
yes,
not as profound.
Not as daunting.
With a little sex in it.
Yes.
A little Scottish sex.
A little Scottish spice.
We are on one today, friends.
Oh,
and
man.
When a Scot Ties the Knot is also on KU, because we've talked about it in a KRX episode before.
Perfect.
Would highly recommend.
Yes, yes.
If you want just a very fun, spicy.
It has really sweet moments in it. There's great side characters, very funny moments that happen.
Yeah.
Kind of like a marriage of, well, I don't know what kind of marriage of convenience or what it is.
Well, it's a marriage, but.
It's interesting.
Not convenient.
It's a betrothal. I think it's more of a betrothal of convenience.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Anyways, highly recommend.
Really good.
Amazing.
Oh, Christina, this sounds so good. You know I love a famous person, regular person. This is right up my alley.
I know you do. It's right up your alley. It's Scottish and it's so much fun. And there's lots of danger. Everyone's in danger if I haven't highlighted that enough.
Yes, sexy danger.
There is a lot of saving people and saving lassies. No one calls each other lassie. I don't know why I keep doing that.
It's fun.
The lads and lasses.
You know, maybe I'm just channeling the Wolf King.
There you go.
We read that last summer. Summer just makes me think of Wolf King now.
That was so good.
Exactly.
But I really highly recommend this if you are into romantic suspense and you want a fun little escape this summer. That is the Highland series by Samantha Young.
Yay! Thank you.
Okay. Anna, you want to go next?
Sure. I would love to. This should be a surprise to nobody, but I am bringing a Brittany Nicole book.
What?
Yay!
I've never heard of this author before, Anna.
As long as this woman writes, I will read them.
There you go.
Oh, I love you.
This is my Catherine Cowles.
Yeah.
I love this for you. I'm so excited. Take it away.
Let's go.
All right. So I need to preface that this is the first book in her Next Generation series, following the children from the Boston Bolts series.
Ah, love it.
Now, could you dive in having not read any of the other books? Sure. You absolutely could. She does a good job of tossing in the other characters and reminding you who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are inside jokes that you might not get, but she also does explain them briefly. So eventually you kind of catch on. If you read the previous series, mm-hmm. if there's like a little line or something that's tossed in there, you're like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And then maybe a page or two later, it'll get explained a little bit. So you don't have to necessarily, but I do think you'll miss out on some of the little joys.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot coming from me to say that you should read in order.
Huge.
Guys, it really is huge. I think we all must take this under consideration. Yeah. Because if Anna says that you need to read something first,
yeah.
it's for a reason.
I also just have to give a little Patreon shout out that I have an entire breakdown of her series in my suggested reading order, which is slightly different from Brittany's suggested reading
yes.
order.
Yes, love.
Over on Patreon. So if you don't know where to start, you can go watch that.
Yes.
So this book is called Paper Rings. Every single book is titled after a Taylor Swift song.
What?
And there are lots of Taylor nods throughout the book.
So I've got to read it.
Done.
It's really fun. Kim, you could, and I could just give you a rundown of the little inside jokes.
Perfect.
Because it's really great.
Love.
This is the synopsis.
Okay.
There are only two things I've ever truly wanted in my life: to be a goalie in the NHL and JJ Hansen. In a twisted way, both dreams have come true. Rather than a spot on the roster, though, I'm now the first female goalie coach in the NHL. JJ Hansen's coach specifically. Not only is he one of my players, making him totally off limits, he's also a single dad and still technically married. Oh, and thanks to my father's meddling, he's now my roommate along with his cousin and her three kids, my sister and her four-year-old twins, my cousin, and JJ's daughter, who I unfortunately adore.
Oh my God.
So she's living with six kids under the age of five,
no.
and they're all single parents.
This is my nightmare.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So many dynamics. I can't even.
It's so fun.
Wait, but didn't this also happen in another one of the books that you talked about? Okay, they love to live together.
Yes.
So in our very last KU Rex episode, I talked about Mother Faker.
Yes.
Which is Addie's dad and mom.
Yes.
Oh, cute.
Oh.
So this is the same brownstone that he bought and had everybody move into to help Olivia leave her marriage.
Oh.
He's always been in love with her. And he adopts her three kids and then they have their own kids. But Addie is the youngest of Livy's daughters from her first marriage.
Okay, got it.
Oh my gosh.
And the father is not in the picture. He gave up all parental rights and Beckett adopted all the kids. Beckett is her father.
Oh.
Wait, so now Beckett is telling her to do the same thing in the same brownstone with all the other kids?
Stop.
Yes, and it's great because the running joke is that Beckett thinks that he set everybody up in all the other series. He's like, I'm the matchmaker. All of you are together because of me, and everyone just rolls their eyes. But he puts everybody into this brownstone. JJ's there with his daughter because his wife has left and abandoned. It's uh-huh. a very similar situation to uh-huh. the first book.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, I love it.
So it's really fun. There's the whole, she's the coach, I can't, hands off. Through a series of events, she also ends up having to take up the goalie position. And so now they're teammates and that's less off limits.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, fun.
I loved this book. It's dual POV. It's dual timeline. I don't love flashbacks in books, but this one does a really good job because they're very short and they don't take up the whole story.
Yeah,
I love a flashback.
Yeah, it's this very small part of the book, but it's important because they were best friends since they were young. They are the same age. Something happened with JJ's mom. She had cancer. He ended up living with Beckett's family when he was like 15 so his mother could go get treatment. Mm. He and Addie ended up training together
mm-hmm.
in hockey, and she was always the only girl training.
Like, yeah.
She's the best. She has won 2 gold medals on the Olympics for the women's hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the reverse trope of wearing the jersey. He shows up for her wearing her jersey.
Oh, shut your mouth.
And he is so supportive. And any guy who thinks that she can't hang, he's the first one
oh
to
God.
Put them in their place and be like, she'll run circles around you.
Yeah, she will.
Oh my God, I love it.
She runs circles around me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is so supportive. I love him so, so much. He's such a great dad. Everything is about his daughter. So like I said, they are best friends for, I mean, over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always pined after him, always loved him. He's also always loved her, but they were always afraid of ruining their friendship dynamic. Mm-hmm. So he's had lots of girlfriends while they were best friends growing up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up going to different places and different schools, and they have this one perfect moment night in a flashback, and then shit happens. And for reasons that JJ doesn't really process or understand, she has stopped talking to him.
Mm.
She won't talk to him. She deleted his phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like, I don't understand what I did wrong. Would you just tell me?
Mm-hmm.
But their families are best friends. So even though they don't speak, they still would see each other over the course of those few years where they weren't speaking. And she was always present in Avery, his daughter's life, like would go to her birthday parties. She loves his daughter. Mm-hmm. And it's a very similar situation to how she grew up, because Avery's mom never wanted to be a mom and just abandoned the family. And so she sees a lot of her young self in Avery and wants to be there for Avery and knows how important it is to follow through with her promises to Avery if she says she's going to do something.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of that. Honestly, one of the best parts of the book is Beckett being a dad and like seeing Beckett just love watching Addie grow up and be so protective of her in the best way. So I just want to read this one quote and then I'll be done.
Okay.
So it's a moment between Beckett and JJ. And when she won her first gold medal, JJ showed up and Beckett told him, "Don't squander this. You've waited long enough. Make a move, dude. I would be so happy to have you as a part of our family. She loves you."
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then he does that and then something happens and obviously shit hits the fan and they separate.
No.
This is present day and Beckett is looking at JJ and Addie has started to go out on dates and JJ's freaking out because he finally wants to talk to her again and voice how he feels. And he's panicking because she's about to go on her first date. Mm-hmm. And Beckett looks at him and he says, 5 years ago, I explained what to do when it came to Adeline. I told you what regret feels like, watching the person I wanted most start a family with someone else. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. And JJ, you did that to my daughter." It's so good. And he goes, "He lets those words hang between us and all the lightness I'd found only moments ago is gone in an instant. I did do that to Adeline, and I can't even imagine what it must have felt like for her. Probably a little like I'm feeling now." Beckett steps closer. "So be very sure that your concern is real and not just jealousy, because Adeline deserves to be loved. Because maybe it won't be this guy, maybe it will be someone else, and you're just going to have to get on board with that."
Oh, he gets him.
There's these really great moments. I just love Brittany because she writes sweet moments, tender moments, important moments between characters, but then there's also tons of levity, hilarious. All the kids are so funny. They can't say the word peonies. They keep calling them penises. Just that gets like a running thing that gets them in so much trouble. All the adults, the kids come running on. They're like,
"Oh my God,
Daddy gave Mommy a pink penis." Everyone's like, "No, she means peonies." There's just really great moments, lots of shenanigans. It's really fun. The spice is spicing.
I love it.
I highly recommend.
Yes.
It's just great. I love it so much. I love Brittany Nicole. I'm a diehard.
Yes.
You can't turn me off of her.
Diehard Brittany. Oh my goodness.
I love that.
And that's so fun. I also really love the aspect of her playing. I feel like we don't really read that in sports romance that much. Mm-hmm. And her not only having the same dream as him, but then coaching him. I feel like that's such a cool flip and a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
And I love that aspect of it.
Well, she's just so strong and physically strong and just mentally strong.
Yeah.
I agree. I didn't know how I was going to like that because I don't watch hockey.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I liked seeing her on the ice. Brittany does a good job of weaving in how difficult dynamics of men and women in sports.
Totally.
And how she doesn't have a locker room. It's always second fiddle.
Oh, yeah.
I really appreciated that from Brittany. So
yeah.
Anyways, I love it. That is Paper Rings by Brittany Nicole.
Paper Rings.
The next one is called Down Bad.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, so fun.
I'm really excited for that one.
Oh my God, I am obsessed with these titles.
All right, Kim.
Okay, friends. I am delighted to be here today to discuss a book that I have not felt such passion about since an Allie Hazelwood book.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And because our Queen Allie is taking a break this year, it's been very tough. We miss her greatly. She usually is like churning books out, but she's taking a little bit of a break and we miss you very much.
Aww.
But I am going to talk about, it's called Not Another Love Song by Julie Soto.
Okay, yes. I've seen this cover.
Same.
Yes, with the cello.
Yep.
And it is tension and yearning and passion. Like I have not read, again, since an Allie Hazelwood book. Allie does that so well, that kind of just yearning. Like I want more yearning in books. I want the men to yearn. That's what I want.
Give me yearn.
This has that in spades. This is one of the best romances I have read in a very, very, very long time. If you love Allie, even if you haven't loved everything she's ever written, if you love her writing style, you will absolutely love this book. And I love the inclusion of classical music. It is done in such an incredible way. And it feels like Allie, where Allie will bring in like a topic, like her chess YA novel.
Yeah.
Right.
Did I care about chess before that? No. Did I love it? Yes. And this is the same thing. Like, of course, I appreciate classical music and it's beautiful, but I wasn't diehard.
Right.
But she does that. She takes topics. Yes. Like the swimming.
Yeah, exactly.
She just takes things and really
dives
in a way that you can tell she's done her research and it brings a topic
yes
to light that I wouldn't have thought about before, you know?
Right.
Exactly. And that is what Julie does with classical music. So I'm going to read the synopsis.
Great.
Two string players fight their attraction for each other as they compete for center stage in this spicy and emotional romance. So this follows Gwen and Xander, and they are both musical prodigies, but each has had very different paths to success. Xander was born into classical music royalty, while Gwen has a natural ear for music that was nurtured by a kind shop owner. After Gwen performs at his friend's wedding, she's mortified when she realizes Xander has no clue who she is. Oof. Despite having worked together for a year at the Pops Orchestra. So the Pops Orchestra, I think this is a real thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think it is.
I believe it's in New York, an orchestra, but they play pop music.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know what it's called in real life.
I think it's a big deal to get first chair. It's a big deal to get a spot.
Huge. It's a huge deal.
I'm so glad you said that, Christina. So they work together at this Pops Orchestra, but he has no idea who she is. She's like, cool, so we work together and you have no idea who I am. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And he kind of critiques her performance and she's very much like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
But when Gwen is offered the role of first chair of the orchestra, something Xander had secretly coveted for years, their existing hostility goes up a notch, but their respect for each other's music is undeniable and their onstage chemistry off the scale. As they begin to explore their feelings for one another, suddenly they're box office dynamite, and the fragile romance that's growing between them is in danger of being crushed beneath a publicity stunt.
Ooh.
OMG.
I love this. I love a healthy dose of competition.
Me too. Anna loves it. Competition.
Oh, just the tension. I have forced friends of the podcast, Ellen and Lindsay, to read this. All three of us love Allie books. And I was like, you must read this. I will not leave you alone. And they both read it and absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
She makes it so sexy. There's a sexy scene with, not with an instrument, not like that.
I was going to say, with the cello.
But remember, let him play your cello, girl.
Yes. Oh, Asar.
Asar.
He can play my cello.
What those fingers do, Asar.
Let's just say maybe there's some cello playing and it's very sexy.
Oh, I love it. I am so in.
I can't stop thinking about American Pie. Do you remember that one time at band camp? That famous line? That yes. One time at band
oh,
camp?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I do remember that.
This is so sexy. The pining, the tension, and the yearning between them. I know I keep saying it, but it's just so freaking good. Mm. This is so well written. There is a little bit of famous person and regular person, which we know we love.
Yeah.
Like I said, he is kind of classical music royalty. His parents are incredibly well known in the classical music space. And it is just, oh guys, it's incredible. I cannot recommend this book enough. It is so well written. It is so well done. The romance is amazing. And he is just like grumpy for everyone but her. And
oh, we love that.
It kind of gave me a little bit of heated rivalry in that they're like rivals a little bit because they're, you know, competing for first chair. You don't get to keep first chair.
Yeah.
You gotta fight for it.
Yes.
I was first chair.
Were you?
Yeah, all state.
All state, baby.
Oh, Anna.
I got on the state team. First chair of flute.
I love that. Oh my God, Anna.
Sorry.
I just cannot believe that we have been doing this podcast for 5 years.
Listeners, I think this is the time.
Yeah.
So if you are not a patron and therefore you missed our last book bestie chat, where when we're on our book bestie weekends for Patreon, we sit on the couch, we answer all your questions, we do a fun little bestie deep dives on different topics.
Yeah.
We have been best friends, the three of us, for quite some time, years and years. Lifespans of all of our children.
Yeah.
I've known Kim since we were children. I've known Anna since we were mere
freshmen.
18. Kim and I had no idea that Anna played and currently plays the flute.
Plays.
I knew you played the flute, but you hadn't talked about it. I kind of forgot about it. Anna Garmezzi, currently, as of this day, is a flautist. She plays the flute all the time.
She's a flautist.
I mean, I'm not in a group. I don't have like a ragtag band.
Guys, we talk every single day, and not once in 6 years has she mentioned, I'm gonna go play the flute, like, gonna go do this.
This came up because a sweet patron asked what our hobbies were outside of reading, and I was like, oh God, I don't have a hobby. What is my hobby?
Reading.
Do I have hobbies? And then Anna was like, well, I mean, I have my flute. And we were like, what?
She's like, I mean, I play the flute. And we were like, I'm so sorry, what? She's like, well, yeah, like, I play the flute. And I was like,
what do you mean?
She's like, but I mean, anyway. So I was like, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no
a whisper of this.
I like rarely shock you guys. And
it was shocking.
Yes, shocking.
I was like, who are you? I don't even know.
What is life? What is real?
It was amazing.
My favorite comment on Patreon was someone being like, so why is Anna not doing the intro music for the podcast?
Yeah, Anna.
Where is the flute music? And I have to say, if enough of you DM us and ask us for this, we will get it for season 7. It will happen.
A little zesty intro.
No.
Yes.
Make the campaign, friends. Listeners, season 7, Anna's flautist intro.
Yes.
You heard it here first. Make the hashtags. Let's do it.
That's right. Let's start the campaign.
Oh, that's so funny. I'll do it. I can't promise it'll be nice, but I'll do it.
No, I love it. And we look forward to hearing it, Anna.
And we will every single episode say intro music by Anna Garmezzi. Thank you.
That's right. We will credit you, of course, in the show notes.
I'm going to have a late flautist career in life. That's a change of path.
It's never too late, Anna.
You know, you're our first chair is what we should.
Oh, guys. Yeah,
that's right, Anna. That's adorable. Anyways, I absolutely love this book. Her first book, Forget Me Not, is actually kind of a, not companion, but you meet Xander very briefly in that book. I read them out of order. And the Forget Me Not is the planning the wedding that's at the beginning of Not Another Love Song, I think.
Oh, cute.
She's a wedding planner. And I was like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
There was a wedding planner at the beginning of Not Another Love Song. And then at the end, she's like, oh no, our orchestra canceled. And someone's like, oh, I know a friend. Don't worry. And Xander walks in and I was like, it's Xander!
What are you doing here?
But that book came out first. So I read them out of order.
Got it.
Oh, so fun.
Doesn't matter. But just such a fun little cameo. I love when authors do that. It was very quick. Yes. It was not, you know, anything big, but it was just a fun little Easter egg. I read and loved both of them, but Not Another Love Song just felt so unique to me because of that classical music aspect. Mm. You don't see that a lot.
Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking. Well, I mean, Anna, you know how sexy classical music could be. And
listen,
she's first chair, I'll state.
So obviously you get it, but I think you would love it. I think you both would love it.
Yes.
I think, again, if you love Allie, it just has that very classic kind of Allie Hazelwood kind of style, like Christina said, like deep diving an interesting topic, but also making it so sexy and so, oh my God, I ate this book up. Absolutely loved it.
So fun. I love this. I really think that's such a fun world to be in, to immerse yourself in the summer. Mm-hmm. I'm just so excited about this.
I've seen so many great reviews on this book and I keep wanting to pick it up.
Yes.
And just my TBR is never ending.
I know, but it's me. It's your bestie. So I get priority. Shove everybody else out of the way.
I know. No, you do. Both of you get priority.
It's true.
So maybe I'll read one of these books that either of you recommend. I'll read one of your books this summer.
I love that.
Well, thank you.
When I'm on my little beach vacation.
You've got a few vacays.
I do.
You got some plane rides. You got to devote some of the plane rides to us, you know?
There you go, Anna. You got to download some books, and why not the ones that your besties recommend to you?
That's the best kind.
And I really think especially you would love it just with your appreciation. Ooh. Like, so good.
Anna, this one would be perfect. Aren't you going to Italy? This would be a very European book.
Oh, yes.
Very European.
Okay. I like the Scottish one for like the plane ride to Napa on Friday.
Yes. I love that.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
So that was Not Another Love Song by Julie Soto. You guys, it's so freaking good.
Oh,
Christina.
Amazing. Oh, it's back to me.
Back to you.
It's back. Oh, me?
Me?
Little old me? You want to know what I think?
We used to send that gift to each other all the time. It's some old classic Hollywood actress. She flips her hair. She's like, who, me?
We would send that to each other all the time.
I thought it was Gone with the Wind.
I think it's Ginger Rogers.
Oh, Ginger.
The one I'm thinking of is black and white. So you know what? It's hard to tell. But leave it to Anna.
Scarlett O'Hara. I'll think about it tomorrow.
That was the original Tell Me Tomorrow.
Yes.
It really was. Time for now. It's a story for now. Okay, keep going.
Welcome back to Romantic Suspense with Christina. It's what I do. It's what we like.
Absolutely.
Listen, life is short. We're here for a good time, not for a long time.
I was going to say, you get what you get. You don't get upset, but
read what you want.
You get what you get and you love it. Okay.
That's right.
So I just want to tell you the rundown of the series itself, but then I'm going to focus on one.
Okay.
Got it.
One book in it. But this is the rundown of the series. And I think it just does such a good job of describing it.
Okay.
This is the Deep River series by Nyssa Catherine.
Okay.
Nyssa Catherine is really climbing up the romantic suspense charts for Christina, y'all.
Oh.
I am loving everything I'm reading from her. It is hitting. She has such a back catalog. So it's really fun to discover and realize I'm really liking her a lot because there's so much to dive into.
Yeah.
This is a new series that's currently coming out though, so I wanted to highlight it. It's really fun. Just listen to this description and tell me if it's not just us written all over it.
A delight.
I'm ready.
The Deep River romantic suspense series features interconnected standalone romances centered around former Navy SEALs who establish a search and rescue operation in the small Montana town of Deep River.
Yeah.
When women begin disappearing and the local sheriff fails to act, the mayor hires an elite team to protect the community. Each book follows a different SEAL as he reconnects with or meets a woman whose life becomes threatened, putting him in a race against time to keep her safe.
Christina, I love. There's no formulaic, but that's what makes them so good. I'm totally here for all of that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Tropes include second chance romance, friends to lovers, reverse grumpy sunshine. Threats range from stalkers, dangerous exes, killers targeting the women of Deep River, and so much more. So first, we're going to talk about book one in this series, which is called Whispers in the Water, Deep River. All the titles are water themed.
Sure.
So this is following Maggie and Ethan. And I want to talk about this one because the yearning.
Oh,
love it.
The yearning in this second chance romance, guys. It's incredible. I can't tell you how much the yearning hits in this one. Ethan is just so in love with her, and it's the second chance. God, it's good. All right. One small town, a love that never faded, and deadly secrets that lurk beneath the surface.
Yes.
See what she's doing there of the river, this water?
I get it. We're play on words.
Wow.
Okay.
Love it.
Maggie Sinclair didn't think she'd ever return to Deep River. The town held too many memories of her mother's death, her aunt's cruelty, and of Ethan Moore, the man she once loved, the man she ran from. But when life in LA becomes feeling unsafe, she retreats back to the small town she knows, the same place where Ethan's also returned. And he's more of everything she remembers. Stronger, more protective, and even easier to fall for all over again.
Yes.
Okay, Ethan Moore is home, but Deep River isn't the town he once knew. People started going missing. Women, specifically. Some tourists, some local. And when the sheriff can't be bothered to keep their town safe, an anonymous benefactor hires Ethan and his friends to create an elite search and rescue team. But the moment he sets eyes on Maggie Sinclair, the woman who broke him years ago, old wounds reopen and his heart starts to remember what his mind tried to forget. Mm. Okay, this is one of the best second chance romances within a romantic suspense I've read in a long time. Again, because of the yearning, because their misunderstanding that tore them apart. I don't want to say is realistic because these books aren't the most realistic things in the world, but it worked. It felt grounded. It felt realistic within the world. It has a lot to do with her aunt's cruelty. Her aunt raised her and she really emotionally abused her a lot in her life. And I think seeing that play out on page and understanding where that came from, therefore leads to understanding the miscommunication and her reactions when she was younger. This time has shifted now and she is older, but coming back to Deep River, seeing that makes those choices make a little more sense. And to me, second chance romances in this world, I really have to believe the misunderstanding or the thing that pulled them apart. And I can't really blame either of them too much because then it really is hard to get on board with them getting back together so quickly. Because you really only have 350 pages. Like, we got it.
You gotta keep it moving.
You know? Right. And I have to just be in on the romance from the beginning and not have too many holdups. So I think that worked really well here.
Sure.
I feel like that happens a lot in these books. I do that Brittany Nicole too. I'm like, well, we're not gonna think too much on that.
Sure.
It's fine.
You know what? I'm happy you're happy. That's what we're gonna go with.
Yeah. Without this, we wouldn't have a book. So here we are.
Exactly.
So you know what? Get over it. Let's go. I love that they were so sweet and romantic and he loves her. And something about them coming back to the hometown and at some point she has to go to her aunt's house and he knows she's there and he goes and stands under her window and she used to sneak out and she would sit on the ledge of the thing and she'd drop down and he'd pick her up without saying to each other. They just knew where the other one would be. It almost gave us flashbacks without giving us flashbacks of sweet things from their past.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
We're so wonderful and I loved this. And again, the sexy danger. It just worked so well. He's so hot and just immediately so protective of her. And I just loved it. So that is Whispers in the Water. The next two are also really good. The next book follows Polly, which is her best friend, and Joel, who's another person in the team. She's the coffee shop owner. And that one was super interesting. So they bantered and bickered so much in the first book that I was like, I actually don't. It's cute and funny, but I don't know how you guys are going to get to the romantic, gentle, sweet place in your book. And it was done so well.
Sure.
Their banter being such a big piece of their foundation in the first book kind of actually really helped that in the second book. So that one's Ashes by the Shore. That's Polly and Joel. That was really fun as well. And then the last one's Raven and Connor. Raven is another girl in town with a like sordid past and she's running from something.
Yes, of course.
And and Connor's another guy on the team. And you also see that groundwork laid throughout the first two books. You know, he's like, oh, who's that? And they're like, that's Raven. That's so Raven. That joke is not made, but
that's so right. Oh, God, what a classic.
What a missed opportunity.
I mean, right, yeah. Why didn't they say that?
But he's very protective of her from the get-go. And, you know, someone in town says something about her at a town hall meeting. And, you know, Connor's like, watch your mouth. They're like, I didn't even know you knew Raven.
And
it's
it.
Like, God, it's good.
Oh, yes. Love it.
That's my wife.
I love these books. I love what Anissa Catherine's doing with these. And again, it's just chef's kiss romantic suspense in a small town.
Yeah.
And Ethan and Maggie, really the yearning. That's all I have to say, the yearning. So the yearning. That's the Deep River series by Anissa Catherine. I also want to give a little shout out to my next romantic KU endeavor, which is going to be Fury Bound, the sequel to Dire Bound by Sable Sorensen. I'm so excited to pick that up. I am going to listen to that because I listened to Dire Bound.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really talk about Fury Bound without giving major spoilers for Dire Bound. So we're just going to leave it at that. But I talked about Dire Bound in our last KU, Rex.
Yeah.
Yes.
There have been a lot of different reviews, different feedback on Fury Bound. So I'm really excited to read it. Usually that makes me nervous, but this just makes me be like, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm excited to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
Me too, Christina. I'm really excited.
I had so much fun with the first one, and it was just such a perfect summer romantic listen for me that mm-hmm. I have kind of been saving Fury Bound for that exact same slot for myself this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just to plug some KU romantic over on Patreon. So
yes.
Our tier two voted on what they wanted to see us cover this summer on Patreon in terms of romantic. And Metal Slinger and Light Wielder won the vote. Those are by Rachel Schneider. Mm-hmm. We have had so much fun covering Metal Slinger. That coverage is up on Patreon as this will be released.
Yes.
Anna did read-along real-time reaction mm-hmm. videos as she read Metal Slinger.
I did.
God, we had so much fun with that book. And that ending.
That ending was a, man, thoughts and feelings. Go listen to our book chat.
I was going to say, we went into it in our book chat. We have a full book chat on Patreon covering that. And Light Wielder is next. That will be coming out in July on Patreon, both on KU.
Yes.
Patreon will be getting read-along videos from Kim, as well as a full book chat on Light Wielder as well, coming in July.
Yeah.
So romantic-y time over on Patreon this summer.
Yes.
So fun. But Christina, the poll was really close. It was between Dire Bound and Fury Bound, Metal Slinger and Light Wielder.
Yes.
And so I think the third book in the Dire Bound series comes out maybe in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So there's a chance that we will try to cover it in some capacity because the poll was very close and a lot of you guys really wanted us to cover Dire Bound and Fury Bound. And I know you really enjoyed Dire Bound.
Yes.
So
loved, loved. That was so much fun. You guys, everyone in the poll getting so into it. We had so much fun in the comments. I know. It was so fun.
I know.
People had feelings.
So yeah, don't worry. We will attempt to cover that potentially in some way. But Christina, Anna and I are really curious to hear what you think about Fury Bound because there's been a lot of
talk,
mixed reviews.
Yeah. Once I finish Fury Bound this summer, I will give my full review on Patreon for sure.
Perfect. Love it.
Fun. I love that. Okay, Anna, what's your second book?
Yeah.
All right, so my second book, I mean, guys, just like Christina has to bring a sexy danger, I have to bring the Cowboy Mafia.
Woo!
Whoa!
What?
And Christina got me halfway through the book when I flew up to New York to go to the Sarah Parker event. And I got off the plane. I was like, I have to talk to you about this book.
It was incredible. We had just seen each other for Book Bestie weekend. And we were like, okay, let's talk about some work things. Let's sit down. We're going to do a working lunch. And she was like, okay, so I'm reading a Cowboy Mafia book. I have to discuss it with you. Here's what's happened thus far.
Amazing.
And it was so fun.
It was actually the perfect lunch. It was amazing. These genres together, shut up. Amazing.
Yeah, I know.
It's wild. I mean, I was like, sign me up. I love a cowboy book.
Love.
I love a mafia book. Let's put the two worlds together and see what happens.
Yes, let's do it.
Why not? Take a crazy chance.
So the book is called Untamed by Luna Mason. And I actually think in past KU Rex episodes, I've discussed Luna Mason's other book series, possibly.
Okay.
She's not my favorite mafia author. And a lot of her books, yeah, I guess they're mafia. Sort of, but okay.
Mafia light.
Anyways, there's a lot of sexy danger. And it's almost like sometimes I'm not sure if it's actually mafia or if it's just a crime syndicate. Pseudo whatever. I don't know.
Well,
and Anna, you would know the distinction between the two. So
she would. Anna needs her mafia to be mafia.
That's right. Either do it right or don't do it at all.
I need to be like Italian, Russian bratva, Irish mafia. I need there to be the hierarchies of the mafia group.
Sure, of course.
One day when we do a PowerPoint night, you should just teach us about the mafia.
Yes, Anna.
Wow.
What constitutes a mafia versus a crime syndicate? Because to me, that sounds like the same.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're throwing out things. I don't know what you mean.
I don't know. So you need to teach us.
When I read that one mafia book, I was like, what's a dom? I don't know. One night when we do a PowerPoint night, that should be your topic.
Yes.
Done. I will do it. I'm happy to.
Yes, Anna, please.
Yeah.
Educate us. Anna's like, twist my arm. I will do it.
Twist my arm. Someone's going to have to teach me how to use PowerPoint. But anyways, that's a story for another day.
We will help you, Anna.
By PowerPoint, I do mean Canva or Google Docs, but yes, we'll figure it out.
Still, that's still hard for me.
She's like, still no, still don't know.
Incredible.
Oh, God.
All right. So the book is called Untamed by Luna Mason. And I was a little hesitant to read it because I was like, well, I like her books, but I don't love her books. Mm-hmm. I ate this one up.
Yeah.
I mean,
yay!
Are there things that I'm like, Christina was saying, you roll your eyes out and you're like, whatever. It's for the plot. Who cares?
Yeah, it's for the plot.
If you love cowboy books,
yeah,
and you're also into a little darker aspect or the mafia world, this is for you. It
yes.
is a just... turn your brain off. Have fun. I read this on the plane. I finished yes. it. I had like a 4-hour delay the next day. Finished it at the airport with a glass of champagne.
Oh, I love that.
I was living my best life.
Ideal reading scenario, truly.
Exactly. All right. So this is the little synopsis.
Okay.
Hunter Sterling. People call me by different names depending on which version of me they know. The owner of Sterling Ranch, the heir to a mafia empire, the murderer the town wants caged.
What?
I have 90 days to prove I didn't kill the mother of my son or I lose everything. I should be focused on survival. Instead, I fall for the same girl my best friend does, Lola Jackson, the city girl, my firefly. I'm the one she runs to when he hurts her, and I'm the one who punishes him for it. And I make her my wife so that Sterling name will keep her protected long after I'm gone. Sexy danger!
Yes!
I have so many questions. I'm having flashbacks of this lunch now. Okay, yes, you go. You'll answer my questions, I'm sure.
Okay, so she is the heir to a fashion empire. She's a city girl. She's an influencer. She hates what she does. She's actually extremely shy. She doesn't like being in crowds. But this is how she always thinks her family needs her to show up, is to be this person who brings in the followers, who brings in the money, mm-hmm. who wears the clothes and posts pictures of herself online.
Yeah.
And she's interested in photography, but she really loves to do actual photography.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a private account and her parents poo-poo the idea, blah, blah, blah. So she kind of escapes her city life, follows her best friend to Arizona because her best friend is a chef and she's taking over her family's catering business. And she's like, just come with me, come help me escape your family life.
Mm-hmm.
So she does. She shows up. They go to the small town watering hole pub, whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Square dancing, Texas two-step. I don't fucking know.
Sure.
They're having beers. Sexy men walk in and they're yes. sexy, dangerous men. And everybody gets a little quiet and they have their hats on. And
oh,
yes. Yes.
They're wearing cowboy hats.
Oh my God, they wear cowboy hats.
We're sexy, dangerous cowboys.
The thing is they're not actually mafia. They just do business. They run shipments between rival families. They help manage the in-between land because they own, it sounds like half of Arizona when he describes how much land they have. I can't do that math in my head, but it sounds like a lot.
Okay.
Sure. We don't do math.
So it's like a Yellowstone kind of situation.
Yes. It's more that than mafia.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yes. Okay.
It adds like a level of sexy danger.
Yeah.
Which we love. And so eyes meet, instant lust. She's like, you know what? I never do things like this. Let's go, cowboy. Let's see if cowboys fuck better. Like,
ah! Whoa! Lola!
So they have a one-night stand in the back of the pickup.
Yes!
In the back of the pickup?
Yes!
Or whatever. It's like a really nice car.
Wow.
Don't these people have mansions?
Yeah. What? This is just showing our age because we're like, don't we want to go to a really cozy, comfy, king-size bed?
He tries and she's like, no, I want to do this. No, it's not actually a pickup. It's one of those like really nice, I don't know trucks, but
it's a nice pickup.
He actually brings her, I think it starts the sexy up against the wall and then yes, he walks into the truck and she's like, no, she wants to have an exciting experience.
Sure, sure, sure. Yes.
Yeah.
So he's like, can't get her out of his head.
Of course.
And he's obsessed with her.
Of course.
So then it's his son's birthday, his 6th birthday.
Mm.
And it's at the ranch and the catering business comes. And of course, it's her best friend's catering business.
Oh.
So she shows up.
Of
Meanwhile,
course.
Her landlord is his best friend, his childhood best friend.
Her landlord, okay.
He's gross. He immediately gives you the ick.
Ew.
I would even argue that Hunter, it's more like it's a small town, and so we always were forced to be friends.
Okay.
Got it. I was going to say, because I was judging him a little bit.
No.
The term best friend.
I know. It's weird that they use that term, but that's how everybody associates them together because they grew up like.
Okay. They grew up.
Oh, he's also the family lawyer. The quote unquote best friend.
So he's a landlord and a lawyer.
Yeah, he's a lawyer who owns a bunch of buildings and she happens to live there.
Got it.
She's just trying to move out because she's okay. Like, he gives me the ick. Got he's it. Always cornering me. He like says we're dating. He's delusional. I let him take me to coffee.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Hunter, talk to your friend, please.
I know. So there's a great moment, though, where the best friend, I think his name is Rafe or whatever, tries to put his hat on Lola at the birthday party.
Lola
doesn't understand what that means. And listeners, if you're new to cowboy romance, you wear the hat, you ride the cowboy. And Hunter does not like that.
I've never heard that before.
Wait, really? It's like an Elsie Silver joke, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like a hockey jersey kind of thing?
Yes. That's the best comparison.
I understand that.
Now I get it.
So she's immediately uncomfortable, and she takes off her hat. I love her because you never not know where she stands. She doesn't whimper. She's not a wilting flower. She's like, I am not your girlfriend. We didn't go on a date.
Love.
We went to coffee to discuss the landlord contract or whatever. She, quote unquote, embarrasses him. He gets really pissed.
He sounds horrible.
Hunter steps in.
Yeah.
And Hunter's like, she can wear my hat.
That's right.
And she'll want to wear my hat. Yeah.
I love it.
That's right.
So this has this level of sexy danger. He's got a family of brothers who I think they have their own book. I haven't read any more of the series.
I'm sure they do.
But there's plot twists and betrayals. And there's a great moment if you are familiar with the song Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
Yes, of course.
There is a Louisville Slugger moment.
A classic.
To the headlight?
To both headlights, yep.
Yes. She takes that Louisville Slugger, everything this man owns. And this is towards the beginning of the book because she's like,
oh, I love it.
Oh my God.
Love.
Hunter decides like, okay, you're actually in danger because there's a rival mafia family after me. And they,
of course,
framed me for the murder of my son's mother.
That was another thing that was concerning in the synopsis. Got it. Okay.
Oh, no. He didn't do it.
But just like, why was there a scenario where we're...
Got it. I'm the murderer that everybody...
Oh. No, there was the mother, like, she's not in the son's
of
life.
Course.
But like, he tries to allow them to be together whenever the mother wants to be there. And then she is murdered.
Oh.
And he's framed for it.
Okay.
And so he can't leave the city limits.
Oh.
And he has to protect her, Lola. So they have to get married.
I mean, he must. And that is the only reasonable thing. You know,
that's the only way.
And that is the only reasonable thing that you can do is marry them. Of course.
Yeah. He's like, my name will protect you.
You know, in the proposal.
Yes.
He's like, what just happened in there? And she's like, they were going to make Bob Spalding CEO. He's like, so obviously I'd have to marry you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Obviously.
God, such a good movie. Oh, I love that.
Anyways, there's just great. There's sexy danger. It's classic. Where is my wife? There's a kidnapping, Christina.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Duh.
He's got to go rescue his wife and his son.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God, I love it.
She's protecting the son and saving the son to get him to safety.
Yes.
But she knows that only one of them can get out.
Yes.
And of course she saves the son.
Of course.
It's so cute. He calls her Firefly.
Oh, adorable.
I love that nickname. It's rare that the little nicknames are new at this point in our romance journey.
Right, exactly.
And Firefly is new and I really like it.
Yeah.
That's new. Yeah, I like it.
That's cute.
It's good. It was really fun. I mean, of course, guys, it's a cowboy mafia. I mean, eye-rolling moments galore. But...
Sure. But that, you know what you're...
This isn't Pride and Prejudice.
Exactly. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, so fun.
I really enjoyed it. He's insta-lusty to insta-lovey. I don't care. Again, it's an airplane read.
Got
this
it.
This is an airport...
Absolutely.
Airplane read.
I love it.
Yes.
So fun.
This is perfect for that. I love that. This is
it
by
truly
the pool,
is.
By the beach.
Exactly.
That's right.
You can... Pick it up, put it down.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm very excited about this. This is going to be on my...
I love this, Anna.
This is high up on my list.
I mean, it's going to be a little darker maybe than some of your other ones, but...
I'm excited.
Because he's in the mafia world. I think you can handle it.
I think you can handle it.
Take me to the dark side, Anna.
Take you to the dark side. Listen. I can't believe you guys haven't heard this in the cowboy book with the cowboy hat.
No.
It's like such a big moment in the book.
No.
I thought it was like, oh, this is just, I don't know, a cute thing, like wear my hat. I didn't realize the gravitas.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You don't wear the cowboy hat if you're not riding the cowboy.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Well, thank God you've taught us this, you know?
Yeah, because we live in Texas and I feel like maybe that will come up someday and I don't want anybody to think that I'm
no
doing that.
Listen, Kim, if a man puts his cowboy hat on you, you better have Josh set him straight.
He needs to fight for my honor. That's right.
Yeah.
Does Josh own a cowboy hat?
He does not.
Neither does Ben.
No, because contrary to popular belief, just because we live in Texas does not mean that we ride horses to school or to work.
No.
And we don't wear cowboy hats and we don't work on farms.
And if we go to the rodeo, we just wear cute clothes.
Exactly. We wear cute clothes and designer cowboy boots that cost way too much money.
I've never owned a pair of cowboy boots. And I grew up going to the Houston rodeo my whole life and never.
Yeah. I have one pair.
I have a few. Yeah, I have one pair that my dad bought me when I went to OU because I was wearing boots to tailgates, you know, and to the frat parties at football games.
Of course.
And I was wearing cheapy ones. And he was like, you need a real pair of boots. And I was like, well,
there you go.
For the OU games, I sure will. But you know what? I'll tell you.
They're still going.
Still really, really nice.
A good pair of cowboy boots will last you.
It really will. If you learn nothing else from this episode, let it be that.
Wow, the topics you've learned today on Flights of Fantasy.
We have run the full gamut here today.
This is why people like these episodes, because we're unhinged.
Yeah, you learn so much.
The more you know.
So Anna,
that was Untamed by Luna Mason, Cowboy Mafia Romance.
Yes.
Yes.
A delight.
Incredible.
Sexy danger galore. All right, Kim.
I cannot wait to read that.
I love it. So my second and our last book today is called We Met Like This by Casey West. Now, Casey West was a young adult author. She wrote like 5 or 6 young adult books. You've probably seen them. She also wrote a young adult dystopian book called Pivot Point, which I apparently read. Don't remember a single thing about it, but it was in the whole Uglies and that whole dystopian era. Remember that?
I'm going to look this up.
Love it.
Look up. I'm sure you've probably read it.
I bet I've read it.
Yeah.
I liked the first one, apparently didn't love the second one, according to my Goodreads ratings.
What was the author?
Casey West, K-A-S-I-E West.
Okay.
So We Met Like This came out last year. It was her first adult rom-com.
Ooh.
Mm.
Guys, so freaking good. It starts with the girl and the guy hooking up in his car.
Oh, love it.
And I was like,
hello.
Oh, hell yes. First page.
Love it.
They are hooking up in his car.
Loving this. Okay. Yes, yes.
And it is hot and steamy. And then basically she gets out and she's like, okay, that was fun.
Love it.
They don't see each other for 2 years.
No.
I know. Guys, it's so good. Okay. Just like keep that in your mind though. I'm going to read the synopsis.
Okay.
Can a swipe right turn into swept away?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, a swipe right. Well, I think that she's talking about dating apps, but
that's why I love it.
So it's about Margot. This whole is Margot. She wants to be a literary agent and she's working at this small publishing house and her boss, who she was sort of sleeping with, is very much like using his power and influence to keep her where she is. And he doesn't want her to become an agent and kind of wants her to stay as his like assistant.
Mm. Right.
And it's just really sad. And she wants like a real love story. She wants a meet cute. She does not like the dating apps because she feels like it's not authentic enough. And mm-hmm. she loves stories yeah. where they, you know, the meet cute that we all know and love in the story. She's like, I want that.
Yes.
And all her friends are like, okay, but it's okay to be a little realistic. So, you know, she wants a mix up coffee order, a mistaken identity. And she doesn't want to tell the story of like, oh yeah, I swiped right on Tinder
right.
for my husband. So the problem is that her most consistent relationship over the last several years is with Oliver, a guy she keeps rematching with on the apps.
Oh,
they've only been on one date and it was a disaster. Well, until the hookup session in the car before parting ways. But she keeps reminding herself, a makeout session does not a relationship make. And so there will not be a date 2, regardless of how witty their app banter is. When Margot gets fired from her job on the same day she meets Oliver again, her life becomes a veritable shit show. Her dream career is dying and Oliver thinks she's interested in only a repeat of the hot makeout session they had 3 years ago so she can get him out of her system.
Ooh.
And maybe that is all she wants from him because she and Oliver are definitely not compatible. He doesn't hit the snooze button. He runs 5 miles every morning. He reads nonfiction. And worst of all, she didn't meet him in a cute way.
Oh.
But in her scramble to keep her dream career alive by opening her own agency, Oliver is there with his golden retriever energy, more steady and helpful than any man she's ever dated. And just when she thinks she's overcome her app bias, she realizes that maybe it's not her who's holding back, but him. And his reasons are more than she bargained for.
Oh, I love this.
The dynamics.
Oh, guys, it's so good. So they have that. She calls it a makeout session. There was definitely some other stuff going on, but if that's what we want to categorize it as, fine.
Yeah.
She'll delete, be like, I'm done with the apps. And then she'll re-download the apps and they keep matching with each other.
It's fate.
Oh my God, cute.
I mean, who are we to deny it?
Exactly. Who are we to fight the alchemy? And so they keep bantering with each other through the apps and then one of them will get bored or delete it and then they won't talk and then they'll get on again and be like, you again, hey.
Oh my God.
And her roommate's like, just go on a date with Oliver. And she's like, no,
yeah.
We had a terrible first date. It was awful. I mean, the hookup session was hot in the car, but we're not compatible.
Right.
Her best friend's like, but you keep chatting with him, just go on a date with him.
Do it.
It is so good, you guys. It is romantic and sexy. There's so much witty banter. You guys know I love a witty banter.
Oh,
love it.
You live for it.
I live for it. I love witty banter. It's just so good. I texted this to Miranda, one of Christina's best friends, but friend of the podcast, Miranda.
Oh, she would love this. Yes.
I texted it to her and I was like, you must read this. This is the perfect summer read, you guys.
Yeah.
Again, by the pool, by the beach, you pick it up, put it down, yes. But it is so sexy. It's so fun. And it is just the perfect easy read.
I love the sound of this.
It is so good. Kacey West, again, wrote a lot of YA. So I was a little hesitant.
Sure.
As to how she was going to do adult.
Totally.
It's not the spiciest thing you've ever read. There are spicy scenes, but it is not like anything insane. But I felt like she did a really good job and it felt adult to me, mm-hmm. which I was a little worried how she was going to bridge that gap. And the book does not read YA. Like, at all.
Yeah.
I just absolutely love this.
What was the name of it again?
It's called We Met Like This.
I'm looking it up.
Love.
And then her second adult rom-com came out this year called Stranger Things Have Happened. That is apparently not on KU, which is confusing to me. I don't understand the whole KU thing. Things get taken off and on and whatever. But We Met Like This is, and I liked this a little bit more. Stranger Things Have Happened is also really good. She's like caring for her mom who was in a car accident. And so many authors have started doing this heavier topics. And I'm just like,
that's not why we're here.
Nope. I'm done.
Yeah.
If you've read Abby Jimenez's latest book or last two books, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's just, I'm tired of it. I just want sexy and fun and witty banter and like good times.
That is what we're asking for.
Exactly. Especially in the summer. Like, I don't want anything heavy and dark and deep. And this has that. But there is substance to their relationship. Yeah. It's not just like, oh, you guys would never actually get along in real life. Like, I need there at my age to be some connection.
Are we reaching for the stars? Not really. We just want the perfect balance.
Exactly. It's just so hard to ask for perfection. I don't think so.
There's a time and place for insta-lust, insta-romance, and we're all here for it.
Of course.
We also love witty banter and sexy times, but also give us substance.
But like, have us actually spend time together and feel like we would actually be compatible in, I'm putting real life in quotes because obviously this is not real life.
But also don't make it more than 400 pages.
Absolutely. Are we reaching for the stars? Not really. I don't think so.
Yeah.
This was so good. You guys would love this. Again, the perfect airplane book, the perfect like you're by the pool. It's easy. It's light. It's fun. It's sexy. Highly recommend.
Love it.
We Met Like This by Kacey West.
I'm excited about this one.
Yeah.
And it's really, I think you guys would like it.
I just looked it up and I like the cover too.
Oh, the cover's so fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so fun. She's like very summery.
Guys, I'm getting so many books for my 10-year anniversary trip. I'm excited.
I know, Etta.
And I need there to be a little spice, guys, because it's my anniversary trip.
Of course. Well, don't you worry. There is. And I'm sure there is in the Highland series, too.
Oh, there is.
If sexy danger doesn't make you horny, I don't know what we're doing here. You know what I mean?
Like, what are we doing here?
He's going to be like, what is wrong with you?
You're just like, protect me. He's like, from what? The TSA agent?
From what? The wine? Like, what? The vineyard? Like, what?
The grapes?
Just make something up. Like, there's a guy looking at me weird. He's probably part of a mafia syndicate. And
yeah.
He wants me to wear his cowboy hat, Ben.
Yes, Ben. Protect me.
Ben would, oh God, I have a story for another time.
Ben would be like, I don't know. I feel like you could probably handle amazing. That on your own, but
yeah.
Oh, so fun, you guys.
Oh my gosh, this is the best.
Well, this was the best.
Guys, I miss doing these.
I know.
Me too. Thanks for coming along with us, friends.
We always say this, we need to do more. And everybody loves them when we do them.
I know.
We need to do more.
We will.
The people love them and we love doing them.
Oh God. All right, friends, we love you. Thank you for going on this fun journey with us. The books will be in the show notes and we will see you next time.
Cheers and happy
reading. Cheers and happy reading.
Bye. Well, friends, that wraps up another episode of Flights of Fantasy Podcast. Don't forget to join our book club community on Instagram and TikTok at Flights of Fantasy Podcast, where you can share your thoughts, theories, and favorite moments with us and fellow listeners. We'd love to hear from you. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Your support helps us spread the magic of romanticism to even more book lovers. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep reading, and remember, every good story deserves to take flight.